Welcome back, guys. This week's WTF company is going to be CavU Incorporated. From the information I have, it's a California corporation that was formed on August 2nd, 1962. At that time, it was in good standing, it didn't have any debt, and it was valued at $75,000 with stock at no par value, non-accessible, and all voting. I didn't have a lot of time to pre-edit this, so this is just what you get. The corporation was specifically formed as a development organization to engage in the research and development of a ground fog and stratus-type cloud disbursement process. At the time of this publication, the directors of the corporation are or were Clifton Bennett, D.K. Griffith, and Ida M. Bennett. The president was Mr. Clifton Bennett, and the vice president was Mrs. Ida Bennett, who was also the secretary and treasurer, which I'm not really too sure if that's allowed, but hey, just reading what I got. At present, the corporation has issued an outstanding 3,500 shares of its stock, which were issued along with a permit from the Commissioner of Corporations, State of California, dated November 13th, 1962. Okay, now for our history of the day. For many years prior to and since incorporation, the corporation president has been engaged in the study and phenomenon of ground fog and stratus cloud dispersion, and immediately following incorporation, began engaging in the design, development, manufacture, and testing of fog and stratus cloud dispersion equipment and processes. During this time, a vast amount of knowledge and experience was gained, and changes and modifications were made to the equipment and formulas as experience dictated. Excellent progress and results were obtained during that period. However, on or about December 20th, 1963, information became known to CavU that a Nevada company was engaged in a similar project. Well, who would have thought that? An investigation was conducted, and it was found that International Weather Control, a Nevada corporation, had been engaged in the development of a ground fog and stratus cloud dispersion process. It was also learned that the International Weather Control president was a man in his upper 70s, and that he had been confined to a hospital for approximately 18 months, and that the IWC project was at a complete standstill, and that it had been for some time. Immediately following receipt of this information, CavU made an investigation relative to the financial standing and progress of International Weather Control, the objective being to merge the two projects and pool their knowledge and experience. However, the investigation quickly revealed that International Weather Control was in serious financial difficulty and that a merger was not economically feasible. Also, IWC had not progressed in the art of fog dispersion as anticipated, and it was also revealed that a certain IWC stockholder had advanced them considerable money in order to keep up the payments on certain patents purchased by them, and that said patents covered their fog dispersion mechanical equipment in the United States and 8 foreign countries. That might be important. I'm not too sure yet. It was also made known that said stockholder had foreclosed on the loan and that said patents would become their exclusive property on completion of the payments thereon. CavU has thoroughly investigated their equipment design and their process and has copies of the patents in their files. And although the CavU process and equipment design is superior to the IWC process, they are negotiating an option to purchase the patents. The objective is to confine the development of the fog dispersion process to a single project, and obviously with the patents and CavU's vast experience in the design, development, and testing of their own equipment and processes, CavU will have the only known and proven method for dispersing ground fog and stratus-type cloud formations. I have copies of testimonies written by those observing IWC's airborne liquid-type chemical process which I will be reading to you shortly after I finish this introduction. Fundamentally, the fog and stratus cloud dispersion process is a visible water vapor clearing invention. The process clears away visible water vapor, also known as fog, from the atmosphere at any specific location by releasing certain dry chemical compositions from either ground or airborne dispensers. Actually, fog consists of minute droplets of water suspended in the atmosphere, which adhere to hygroscopic nuclei consisting of dust, carbon, salt, and or other minute solids. Huffton and Radford, in their paper on dissipation of natural fog, published by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, defines fog as an aerosol consisting of suspended minute water drops in the atmosphere wherein the water vapor is normally saturated with respect to the fog particles. However, the action of fog is incidental and so direct that the clearing process is extremely complex and requires very intimate knowledge and experience in its manipulation, since the process naturally varies with different weather conditions and topography locations. This is particularly true since the clearing or prevention of fog is only one of the many possible adaptations of our weather or climatic control process. A possible predicament for this hypothesis may be taken from a statement which represents in general the conclusion of most authorities who have studied the phenomenon of visible water vapor control. Actually, the term fog represents a specific delicate balance of certain atmospheric weather conditions which result in invisible water vapor becoming visible. And any real plan to influence this balanced condition must either use enormous amounts of energy or it must in some manner disturb this delicate balance of nature so that nature's own forces may be utilized to bring about the desired results. Our process disturbs this equilibrium in a manner similar to that of nature. In effect, the dispensing of the hygroscopical powder into the fog results in promoting coalescence of the visible water droplets. The process also results in creating a convection current of air which normally would require a vast amount of heat, and the artificial heat generated by the process is not sufficient. However, there is a definite condensation of the water vapor, therefore it is logical to presume that sufficient latent heat is required during the process to, hold on guys, I gotta change the page. It's important to the process to readjust the vertical adiabatic temperature gradient, causing the vapor to rise and be re-vaporized by the drier air at the higher levels. This produces a reduction in the relative humidity, thus the equilibrium between the fog, also known as water droplets, and the medium in which they are suspended is destroyed, resulting in their evaporating into an invisible state.